You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
All right, we're recording now, so I'd like to say I'm Yeti from Frankenbach, and who's with me here?
I'm Tim from Frankenbach, and we're here to celebrate Urk and his Metal Mondays.
Metal fucking Monday!
Tell me why I like Metal Mondays.
Oh, I like it because it's got fucking Urk hosting it. That's the sound of chin dicking. If you don't know what that is, look that shit up on Google. Chin dick. Yeah.
Hey, this is Mick from Frankenbach, having a good time at DOW Fest. You're now listening to Urk FM Metal Monday. Get amongst it.
Urk FM Metal Monday starts now. Ready, Eric? G'day, I'm Urk, and welcome to episode 54 of Urk FM Metal Monday. Where's my tour bus? I can't find my tour bus, but today we have some great Kiwi metal to open things up, and then we'll tell you about the Whiplash tour. This episode of Urk FM Metal Monday is brought to you by Whiplash 4, coming soon to the east coast of Australia. But in the meantime, I was very surprised and very pleased to receive a CD in the mail from New Zealand band Ward 10, who I have featured here before on Urk FM Metal Monday. They were formed in 2002 in Auckland, and they've been making waves and playing to enthusiastic, enthralled, and at times sickened crowds ever since. So let's hear some crowds who have been sickened, maybe, maybe not, but from their debut album, which has a rather awesome name, and I should quote it from the CD that I have right in front of me. This is an awesome album title, Curing Those Who Are Normal. And here is Ward 10 with My Blind Eye. This is Urk on Urk FM Metal Monday. More news about the Whiplash tour coming very shortly. But let's go to New Zealand.
Thank you.
You are listening to Irk FM Metal Monday, episode 54. Irk's Tour Bus, where are you? IrkFMMetalMonday.com. You can hear this show on Irk FM and also on Stitcher Radio. We just heard a couple of tracks there from Kill Ritual with their songs Old School Transfer and before that, Time to Kill. Then we heard from Heave and Eyes. Tell you more about those guys in a moment. Then we heard, or prior to Heave and Eyes, we heard from Filth Massacre with their song Sin. And we opened up the episode with Ward 10 from Auckland, Can't Find It, and to open up the song My Blind Eye. Filth Massacre sent me a track during the week. They are death metal from Invercargill in New Zealand. Absolutely love going over to New Zealand. Didn't make it to Invercargill this time, but maybe next time, who knows. Filth Massacre are a death metal band from Invercargill that specialises in the grotesque and the dark side of humanity. The band members were brought up on a diet of dead-end jobs at the freezing works, binge-drinking, grey Invercargill days that seemed to be endless, binge-drinking, endless grey Invercargill days, and baby-punching metal. Baby-punching death metal. Do you get the idea that it's dark and grey endlessly in Invercargill? Every time I've seen it on Police 10-7, it looks grey there. And as I said, I didn't go to Invercargill when I was in New Zealand, but thank you to the band for supplying me that track. Absolutely awesome. We heard from Heave and Eyes, who I saw a few months ago here in Sydney. They made the trip across the ditch from Auckland. But this is basically Heave and Eyes Mark II. They are back. They're currently still looking for a second guitarist, but they are writing and rehearsing new material, with their first music video waiting in the wings, soon to be released. And so you can hear there Jason on vocals and guitar, Chris on drums, and Karen on bass. They sound like Alice in Chains, The Smashing Pumpkins, and Deftones. So that is Heave and Eyes. And then after Heave and Eyes, we move away from New Zealand and we go over to the US, and we hear Kill Ritual, formed in October 2010. It began as a continuation of the music that Stephen Wayne had been working on before the demise of Imagica. After recruiting former Eldritch guitarist Roberto, former Dark Angel bassist Daniel, and San Francisco Bay Area vocalist Josh, the band immediately set to work on writing and recording of their debut CD. Bringing in elements of the collective members' histories, Kill Ritual has forged a sound where classic and modern metal meet, which is absolutely awesome. And thank you to Axel, who indeed sent me the tracks. Axel from Rock and Growl Promotion. Absolutely awesome. Before we tell you about the Whiplash Festival, we have a couple of tracks from Soconic. And the first track we're going to hear is called Prodigal, and that'll be followed by Ignorant Idiot. Soconic is a project conceived of the fundamental need for artistic expression combined with the adeptness and appreciation for musical composition. Drawing inspiration from bands such as Tool, Nine Inch Nails, Alice in Chains, and the Deftones, the music emerges as a calculated release of passion and power blended with the diversity and detail of a crafted symphony. So this comes to us from Cyber PR. You don't find many metal tracks on Cyber PR, so when I do, I leap on it. This is Soconic.
So fine, you've done so well. Hey friends, let me ask you a question. When is the last time you visited the Association of Music Podcasting's website at musicpodcasting.org? You didn't? What are you missing? Well, here's the deal. Each and every podcaster from the Association of Music Podcasting puts out shows on a regular basis, and you can find listings for all of those shows and all of that great music that you may be missing right there at musicpodcasting.org. We also have a Facebook page, and it lets you know every time we put out a new show. It's at facebook.com/musicpodcasting. Oh, and by the way, we're on Twitter at twitter.com/musicpodcasting.
This episode of EKFM Metal Monday is brought to you by Whiplash 4, coming soon to a venue near you. If you are on the east coast of Australia, I'm going on tour. I've taken some leave from the place of my employment, and I'll be flying around the east coast checking out these shows. Starting in Sydney on the 20th of October, Brisbane on the 21st of October, an all-ages show in Gosford on the 25th of October, also an all-ages show in Newcastle on the 26th of October, as well as an 18-plus show on the same night, the 26th of October, down to Canberra on the 27th of October, and finishing in Melbourne on the 28th of October. So Sydney, Brisbane, Gosford, Newcastle, Canberra and Melbourne. Frequent flyer miles, here I come. It's going to be some great bands coming up from not only Australia but overseas as well. And over the next few weeks, we'll be featuring bands who are playing at the Whiplash 4 Festival, brought to you by Killshot PR, amongst others. So the first band we're going to feature are from Melbourne. They are a five-piece groove metal hardcore band from Melbourne. This is Any Last Words. So I'll be seeing these guys in Melbourne. And we're going to kick this part off with a track called GTFO. And I'm pretty sure you can guess what that stands for. This is Urk on Urk FM Metal Monday. Urk FM Metal Monday .com, brought to you by Whiplash 4. Yeah, did you figure that out? Of course you did.
Control.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
from the New South Wales central western town of Orange. That was Deprivation with a couple of awesome songs there. I'll be seeing those guys in Sydney, Weakened by Power, and before that, Blood Money. Prior to that, we heard from Any Last Word with The Detested and GTFO. You definitely heard that, what that stood for. Deprivation are metal, thrash metal, melodic death metal from Orange. They're a melodic thrash band that have toured the country extensively since beginning in 2006. Since then, they released an EP called Rebirth in 2008. And in 2011, they released their debut album. They have appeared with bands such as Frankenbock, Double Dragon, Lynch Martyr, Day's End, Five Star Prison Cell, Friends or Roman Carnival. And speaking of Frankenbock, they'll be appearing at the Bunker Fest, War Faction Bunker Party number 9, as will Deprivation on next Saturday night as I'm recording this, the 13th of October. Unfortunately, I won't be there, but I'm sure that will be a great night with War Faction, Deprivation, and also Frankenbock and Absinthe have also been just confirmed onto that one. You'll see Deprivation at the Sydney show on the 20th of October at the Sandow in Newtown, which will be rather cool. We're going to shoot down again to Melbourne, and we're going to hear from Aberact. They are a four-piece hardcore metal band from Victoria. They'll be appealing face with their gritty riffs, energy and conviction. This is a live show not to miss, and I dare say I'll be finding out that for myself in Melbourne on the 28th of October. This song is called Bomber.
Blood record. execute, but I'm gonna make you perfect. Suck on my downside. I will bring you the moon.
Sydney, that was Carnwalk, who were formed in 2002 with their song called Teeth Swallower. They were formed in 2002 with the intent to create honest, confronting and unpredictably heavy music. they combine a fiercely independent spirit with the intensity of the vision created by Dave on vocals, guitars, Lewis on bass and backing vocals, and Virgil on drums. The result is a breed of unhinged metal that is exploding with colour, illness and energy. With musical comparisons, the System of a Down, Pantera, Lamb of God and Mr. Bungle, they tackle complex themes that revolve around the insanity and desperation of our everyday struggles and the unfolding complications of the human condition. And in 2010, they released their long-awaited debut album, Emit Jackals. So when you think that they formed in 2002 and they released their debut album in 2010, that's a lot of time. They completely self-funded the album, recorded in a two-year period. Prior to that, we heard from Blackout to Oblivion, going up the highway, up the F3 freeway to Newcastle. We'll be seeing these guys in Newcastle. Blackout to Oblivion, absolutely awesome stuff. The song that we heard there was Torment to Believe. And speaking of the Newcastle Central Coast area, our final band of the evening is going to be Catabasis. They are a atmospheric metal band from the Central Coast. I was up the Central Coast a couple of weeks ago, and in fact, as I'm recording this episode, Catabasis and also Empirical are on the Central Coast at a gig supporting Warbringer, which is absolutely awesome. Unfortunately, I couldn't make it, but it would have been a pretty cool gig for both bands. They released their self-titled debut album in June 2011, and they embarked on an extensive tour in July, August and September last year to play it. They played a total of 32 shows across the nation, and they made sure that they visited every state and territory. They're working on their next album, which is planned for an early 2013 release, and I'll be seeing those guys very, very shortly as part of the Whiplash Festival. Indeed, you'll see them everywhere. They'll be in Sydney, they'll be in Brisbane, Gosford, Canberra, and Melbourne. I think the only place that you might not see them is Newcastle, but they'll be everywhere else, which is quite cool. So let's kick things off. We're going to conclude the episode with a double from Catabasis. This is Avenris, I think.
Yeah.
a very epic way to finish there. Whoops, I thought they'd finished already. A very epic way to finish the episode there, Katabasis. From the New South Wales Central Coast, very melodic, very atmospheric. Sort of reminded me a little bit of Carnival. I'm not sure you might say that, you might not, but looking forward to seeing those guys live. Seen them once live on the Central Coast, playing a gig with Empirical. Looking forward to seeing them several times across the Whiplash tour. I will be there for every single Whiplash gig. I'll be there travelling between venues. I'll be doing interviews, recording live music, and catching up with the bands that will be featuring. If you are a band who is playing Whiplash and you would like to get your music to me, you can send me an email, irkpod@gmail.com. Send me a file or send me a link to somewhere where I can do some downloading, and I'll happily play your music on the show. Out of the artists from Whiplash, we heard from Any Last Word, Deprivation, Aberact, Director Oblivion, Carnivac, and Katabasis. At the start of the episode, we also heard from Ward 10, Filth, Massacre, Heathen Eyes, Kill Ritual, and Psychonic. All the music on this episode was either supplied directly by the artist, by Killshot PR, Music and Film, or Rock and Growl Promotion. I am so looking forward to this Whiplash tour. If you would like to know more information about each of the events, you can go to the show notes at irkfmmetalmonday.com, episode 54, and you'll see the locations and the dates. Sydney on the 20th of October, Brisbane on the 21st, an all-ages show in Gosford on the 25th, an all-ages show in Newcastle on the 26th, a 18 plus show in Newcastle on the 26th, Canberra the 27th, and Melbourne the 28th of October 2012. And so needless to say, there's going to be lots and lots of great, awesome Australian metal coming your way, and also some overseas metal, which I'll talk more about next week. If you would like to find out more, listen to previous shows, irkfmmetalmonday.com, and all of this metal isn't enough, you can also check out my buddy Ro at the Dark Compass Metal Show from London, darkcompass.com/metal, and you'll hear some great metal tunes from all over the world there as well. Until next time, I'm Irk. Thank you very much for listening. I guess I'll find my tour bus, or in my case, my tour plane. Hey, well, Iron Maiden had a plane, so I'm going to have a few planes. I will see you next week on Irk FM Metal Monday. Don't hate me because I'm metal. And good night, Interweb. Thank you very, very much for listening. See you next week.